Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2018. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Leading tonight's official broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. The big news this month is it is 20 years since Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, began as the NZART Business Manager and General Secretary. Debbie has been a loyal and valuable employee over this period and is our longest-serving General Secretary. Debbie could have been forgiven for leaving us soon after she started when the late 1990s financial crisis hit the association, but she carried on and helped see us through. At a dinner next week in Upper Hutt, I'll be representing our members and thanking Debbie for her loyal service. Council has yet to receive any applications for the position of ARC National Director. The vacancy is still open, and we are very keen to hear from people who may be interested with ARC and organisational experience. We are very grateful to Jeff Chapman, former Deputy Director, for continuing to act as Director while we work to fill the vacancy. In my column in the next edition of Break-In, and in the next branch circular, you will read about a significant development for any branches that have equipment on Chorus sites. Chorus is a devolved company from Telecom New Zealand and is listed on the New Zealand Stock Exchange. It has a number of hilltop sites around the country and also runs a plain old telephone service and is building the ultra-fast fibre network. Many of our repeaters on Chorus sites, dating back to Telecom or even New Zealand Post Office days, where site access agreements are probably lost in time and no longer applicable anyway with the new owner of the sites. Recently, Chorus management has become aware that there is amateur equipment in their sites around the country that they were previously unaware of. I have been in touch with Chorus and they want several things to happen. First, they want to know what sites have amateur equipment located. Second, they want amateurs to begin paying for access to their sites or to shift out their sites or make arrangements to have access to their sites via amateurs coming to an arrangement to lease rack access with the many companies that have equipment at their sites. This has come as a shock to Council, and it will be the same for branches and their repeater trustees who have equipment on Chorus sites, but this was going to happen sooner or later. I have asked Chorus what the time frame is for us to make arrangements. This has not been determined, however Chorus do not want to see us have to turn gear off without alternative arrangements being made first. So where to from here? Chorus need to know where there is amateur gear on their sites. This is best handled through a central group, and Council is keen to hear from volunteers who may be able to help with this. Your branch may have an easy alternative site to relocate to. In that case, a branch can make arrangements, but of course any site shift needs re-engineering with Engineering and Licensing Group, ELG. If the best site or only site is a Chorus site, then it would be best to work through the central group to seek relocation to one of the other companies that lease Chorus space. Again, if you'd like to help with this process or have any other inquiries, please contact myself or Debbie Morgan at headquarters. Thanks, Jim, and good night, everyone.
And thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Otago Branch 30 are hosts for this year's annual NZART conference and cordially invite members and partners to join with them to celebrate the association's 92nd conference and indeed their own 90th year of operation. Conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, that's the 2nd and 3rd of June, at Burns Lodge, 89 Church Street in Mosgiel. Full details about conference and a registration form can be found on the Otago Branch 30 website. That's at www.zl4aa.org.nz. www.zl4aa.org.nz. And of course, you'll find information in your next issue of Break-In. NZART Conference 2018 in Dunedin over Queen's Birthday weekend. Well, it's onwards to Upper Hutt now, and a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. A couple of weeks ago, I advised an HQ info line that the new headquarters computer was soon to be installed. Well, Well, the day has finally arrived and I am now using the upgraded systems. One of the many benefits of upgrading was so we could change a number of fields in our old database. I am pleased to advise I can now enter 4 or more letter call signs. But even more importantly, I can include additional call signs. So if you have not notified me of your additional call sign, please send me an email with your primary and secondary call signs so I can make sure they are entered correctly. Other improvements I mentioned was being able to include an AREC ID. So if you are a member of the AREC team, I will not only be able to store this information, but report on current members at year-end for the AREC management team. Most of these will be transparent to you, however, will make reporting much easier for those who need it. Plus, it's a good way of ensuring any notification of a silent key will be recorded in all the appropriate places, especially on our website where these names may appear as branch examiners or representatives. Another feature includes collecting club call sign trustees. This ensures information is up to date for your branch and RSM. In my April branch circular, you'll be asked to the best of your knowledge who this person is. As always in this circular, I send the NZART membership figures for your branch. Now is a very important time to consider nominations for awards to be presented at the AGM in Mosgiel. If you have anyone you or your branch wishes to recognise, please send me these details and the award they are being nominated for, with a brief description of their achievements. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. The Hawke's Bay Hamfest 2018 is being held on Saturday 7th of April at the Napier Aero Club, Watchman Road, Napier Airport. Now, space is limited, so booking a seat is essential. If you're planning to attend the Hamfest, be sure to contact the Secretary of Napier Branch 25, Carl Mathis, ZL1TJ. You can contact him at 06-845-4372, 06-845-4372, or drop him an email, carl@waspnet.co.nz, carl@waspnet.co.nz. The proposed programme for the Hamfest looks like this. At 9 a.m, an opening and welcome by the Napier Amateur Radio Club President, Dave ZL2MQ. At 10 past 9, Con ZL2AFP gives a presentation about the lower frequencies. That's below 630 kHz. Morning tea, 10 o'clock. 10:15, Ray ZL2RAY talks of lightning, static discharge, bonding and earthing. And at 11 a.m, the NZART Administration Liaison Officer, Don Wallace ZL2TLL, speaks of international amateur radio. To 11:30, Dr. Gary Hinson ZL2IFB presents Logbook of the World. This is followed at 12 midday by Dave ZL2MQ with information on the Napier Amateur Radio Club project, a high-performance SWR and power meter. It's a break for lunch, 12:30 through 1:30. The afternoon commences with Holger ZL2IO and a presentation about station automation. This is followed at 2 o'clock by Xenia ZL4YL with details of CW skimmer operation. To 2:30, Errol ZL2IT talks of radio experiments and is followed at 3 p.m. by Dr. Gary Hinson ZL2IFB and the FT8 digital mode. At 4 o'clock, a social hour, the bar opens, the Hamfest concludes at 6 p.m. with a buffet dinner for those interested at the Napier RSA. That's the Hawke's Bay Hamfest 2018 on Saturday the 7th of April. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Big news for license applicants in Indonesia. Tests are being given differently now, as we hear from Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
When it comes down to doing things online, more and more countries appear to be climbing on board, particularly with respect to conducting ham radio license exams. Indonesian hams in the Bulukumba district of South Sulawesi province are now taking their test, which was to be March 24th and 25th, and the move was credited by officials there as showing authorities' commitment to making things easier and more transparent. This is a first for the nation and has been a change welcomed by the Amateur Radio Organisation of Indonesia, known as ARARI, as well as those sitting for the test. According to authorities, the move to e-licensing will allow for greater automation in the process and provide great savings by making the process paperless. The ARARI said that following the March testing, other regions are expected to follow suit, including the province of South Sumatra. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
We received word late that 2 9-year-olds were among those to sit for the exam, and they successfully answered the questions. Ordinarily, that would make them eligible for their licenses. In Indonesia, however, youngsters under the age of 14 are not permitted to hold an amateur license. Are other reforms in the works? Newsline will let you know what we learn. An annual popular contest hosted by YLs in New Zealand has had to be scrapped this year, as we hear from Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
There's disappointing news for fans of the annual Thelma Super Memorial Contest held annually in April. This year's event has been cancelled, as reported by the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. The popular competition, which typically runs for 2 evenings, honours Thelma Super, ZL2JO, who became a silent key in December of 1977. Thelma was a founder of the New Zealand Woman Amateur Radio Operators and served as its secretary. The contest was begun in 1976 as the Waro Contest, but it was renamed in 1978 at the group's annual general meeting. No additional details were given about the cancellation or its prospects for next year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
In the world of DX, be listening for Sergio IZ3NXC, operating as 9A8NXC, from Pag Island from March 30th until April 2nd. You can find him on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, using single sideband and digital modes, QSL via Clublogs OQRS or via IK3GES direct. Members of the Curva do Rio group will be using the call sign PR2CI from Covis Island between April 6th and 8th. Find them on 80 through 10 meters using CW, sideband, and digital modes, QSL via the Bureau, Clublogs OQRS, or Logbook of the World, for direct via PY2AE with self-address stamped envelope and $2 in U.S. currency. In Belize, find Victor WB0TEV, active as V31VP, until the 27th of March on 80 through 10 meters. He plans to operate some RITI with a special session focusing on Asia starting around 2200 Zulu on March 26th. Send QSLs to V31VP via WB0TEV direct by the Bureau or Clublogs OQRS. No Logbook of the World or EQSL. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Radio Electronics Group Incorporated, Branch 89 NZART, advise they'll be holding their annual equipment sale and tech talk at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton, on Saturday the 19th of May. Public entry is at 10 a.m. and there's a $2 entry charge. There'll be a trade display, refreshments, door prizes, plenty of parking, and motorhomes are welcome. It's easy access, and vendor tables will be available. For vendor registration and inquiries, you can contact Trevor ZL4GJ on 021 1775 710. 021 1775 710. Or email trevnz04@gmail.com. trevnz04@gmail.com. On the day, there'll be a talk-in on the 147.125 repeater. 147.125 repeater. The Radio Electronic Group Incorporated annual equipment sale and tech talk, that's on Saturday the 19th of May. On the broadcast now, time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. It is with regret that I have to tell you that the Thelma Super Memorial Contest, due to be held on April 14 and 15, will not be held this year. Unforeseen circumstances prompted the Waro Executive to take this action, and the future of the contest will be discussed at the Waro AGM in June. The Waro Bulletin will be arriving by email for most of you soon. Inside, you'll find a nomination form for Waro Executive, and we hope that some will consider allowing their names to be put forward for vacant positions. We welcome new people on the committee, and the work is not onerous or difficult. Being on Executive entails attending some on-air meetings during each year. If you'd like to offer your services and need a nominator, just contact any committee member from the list inside any Waro Bulletin magazine. The editors of both the Waro Bulletin and the Waro Break-In page are once again desperate for copy and ask for your help. Photos are most welcome of any ham-related activity, and just a few lines to accompany the photo is all that is needed. Of course, longer articles are also welcome. Sponsorship. For many years, Waro members have sponsored DXYLs into our organisation and in turn have been sponsored into the DXYLs organisation. There are at present a number of DXYLs awaiting a new sponsor. If you're interested in sponsoring one of these ladies into Waro, contact Sponsorship Secretary Marlene ZL1MYL at her address inside the front cover of any Waro Bulletin magazine, and she will send you further details. That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, yes, it's time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just three items tonight, and we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, NZART, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, April the 4th, at the clubrooms in Heritage Park, starting from 7:30pm. At the meeting, solicitors from Henderson and Reeves will be present to talk on powers of attorney, wills and family trusts. A short talk will be followed by question time. To North Shore Branch 29 NZART. The next meeting will be on Monday, April the 9th, at the usual place, and that's 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook in Auckland. The speaker will be Anna Mason, the Geospatial Data Manager with the NZDF, who will talk about emergency information handling. And finally, to Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, which has a movie night on Monday the 2nd of April at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve, which is in the service lane off Birch Street in Waterloo, in Lower Hutt. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 29th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for March 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.